What's going on, I Fish, God's Fish? It's 10 here, back with another episode of Conversational Skills, the podcast for people by a person just trying to open and continue the dialogue we need. So as I mentioned last week, I am going to be introducing a mini series over the next 4 or 5 weeks. And to kind of preface what the series is, I want to kind of explain something. So I've been single for 3.5 going on 4 years, and that was done intentionally. My goal is to do 5 years of singleness, and it's been a journey. It's been a full-on journey, because I was for a really long time, for like a couple years, very like anti-relationship. I was like, nope, this is stupid. Marriage is dumb. I don't know why people are doing this. It's just the government trying to get into your business. Religion is just trying to force you to do something and blah, 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 right? So it was very bitter, very jaded, right? But I've grown since then. And I'm not necessarily seeking relationship, but I am open to it, right? Like, I'm open to dating. I'm open to being with someone. I see the appeal of it now. And I see the, what's the best word? I see like the purpose. I see where there can be purpose within relationship, like within a romantic relationship and partnership and things like that, and raising kids and having a home and doing all the things, right? And having a best friend. I can understand the value in that now. And I just thought it would be interesting to, if in my season of growth, if I'm going to look forward, I need to look forward by looking back. So over the next 4 weeks, I will be talking to my exes. And these are the people that I've dated slash been in a relationship with. And I'm just going to ask some questions, and hopefully they will answer as brutally honest as they can. I'm very nervous about this just because I was a very different person when I was dating these people than I am now. And there are some things that I've done that I wouldn't necessarily do now. Absolutely no regrets. I'm not ashamed of any of the things that I've done in my past. But I am a very different person now. And I think that that will definitely come across in terms of the conversations that I have with these guys. And I'm also like terrified of what they think of, like, what I could have done better. Like, I don't know why I'm like so terrified of that, but I am, if I'm being transparent. But like there's always room for growth, right? And I think the best way for me to move forward is to look back and kind of hopefully gather some intel of like things that will make me a better person. Like, even if it's I'm not in a relationship with someone else, like just being in a relationship with myself, I think it'll help me kind of just like be better. And I don't know, maybe I wasn't as horrible of a partner as I think that I was. I don't know. Because some of the relationships didn't end on the best terms. Some of them ended fine. So you will see the picture being painted over the next 4 years. And then the week after that, the week after the fourth one, I'll just kind of do like a recap and put my own little 2 cents in. But yeah, so I'm calling the series 10 versus the exes. And if you are familiar with the movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World, you will hopefully kind of understand where I'm going with this, right? If you're not familiar with Scott Pilgrim, it is one of the best movies ever made. And that is obviously my opinion, because I don't think most people agree with that statement. But the movie actually just celebrated its 10th year anniversary, but it's a phenomenal movie and a phenomenal story. And just to kind of give you a little taste, it's about this guy and this girl who want to start dating, but the only way that they're able to be in a relationship is if Scott Pilgrim fights the girl that he's wants to be with, Ramona Flowers, if he fights all 7 of her evil ex-boyfriends, or I'm sorry, all of her evil exes. And the exes have formed a league, and it's just a goofy, It is just so, it's such a good movie. And I love it so much because it literally has a little bit of everything. It's got fighting, it's got drama, it's got romance, it's got comedy. It's a little bit deadpan, which I love. The editing is phenomenal. There's so many Easter eggs and just like old game references. Like it's just all around like a fantastic movie. So go check it out if you've never seen it before. Stay tuned over the next 4 weeks for 10 versus the X's series. And yeah, so thank you so much for tuning in. This is Conversational Skills. I'm 10. Have a blessed day.